Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our national call Saturday mornings. We love doing our national call Saturday morning. And we are in the thick of summer, man, and you can always tell when summer is out here because of forest fires going on around the country. It seems like it's getting crazier and crazier every single year. We hope all of you had a great 4th of July. I know Malin and I had a great 4th of July, and I went to what I think was maybe my first rodeo. And I know all of you can picture me in my cowboy boots and cowboy hat at the rodeo. We went to the Oakley Rodeo, and so that was a fun experience, a little different, and there are lots of rodeos going on, of course, on the July 4th, weekend, long weekend. And I mentioned...
What's that tinkling sound of ice crystals, hell freezing over? You went to a rodeo? What?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so, and there were no Ritz-Carltons up in Oakley. I don't know what the deal is up there. But anyway, so it was really fun to go to the rodeo. We hope all of you guys had a great July 4th weekend. For those that are following me on Twitter, you probably notice I posted an interesting trivia fact that the second president of the United States, John Adams, and the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, both died on the July 4th and within 5 hours of each other. They passed away, which is interesting. Also, James Monroe died, the fifth president, on July the 4th. So it was really interesting. If any of you care to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is @SoupySteve1. And it's always fun to, Terry and Sebastian and Erica and Ray and, all these other individuals who are following. It's always fun. It's another way to connect if you happen to be on Twitter. So always fun to have you guys. We had a great super month end close. We beat last month, the month previous, which is always a great sign in the middle of summer to have a month that goes up in volume. So very congratulations to all you guys out there. For those of you that might have missed it, we mentioned that Cindy hit X10, right, Malin?
Yes, she did, and I don't think she'll ever not make it again. I've heard her determination in her voice. So,
so that's good. That's quite an amazing accomplishment in and of itself, and so we congratulate her and her team for doing that. And then, Malin, I think Alan's out today, right?
He is. He took some family time this whole week, and so we're excited to have him rejoining us back on Monday. But until then, it's just you and me today.
All right. And, of course, we have a special guest coming up. So, Malin, why don't you cover the things that we need to cover, as usual, and then we'll get to our special guest, Dr. Dave Carpenter.
Well, we have just a few things as we are in the thick of summer. But commissions, payday, don't forget to make sure your ProPay account is active. Any time that a commission day, which is the 15th of the month, falls on a weekend, if it falls on a Saturday, we pay on Friday, and if it falls on a Sunday, we pay on Monday. And this month, we're actually going to pay on Friday, July 14th, so make sure you have everything set in place, and then our bonuses will be paid out on Thursday, June 20th. So get that set up. There's a link in the email to do it. There's a link in your back office, and you can always call Distributor Services, and they can help you through that. We're going to do something fun this Monday on the product call. We're going to talk about Electrify. There's some great things that people don't notice. We've been spending so much time on our Find Your Limitless packs, and we feel now it's time to fill in some of the holes, some of the products that are great complementary products to our Find Your Limitless packs. And so we're going to spend some time on Electrify. You do not want to miss this call. It's going to be electrifying. That's our Monday call at noon, so make sure you call in, get your distributors online to help you with that. We have been putting the focus on that call a little more on how to sell the products and really give you training and benefits to kind of go from there, and we've got a lot of great feedback that that's a great direction to go, so we're going to continue in that direction. We are excited on our You Even Better. We're going to be featuring Lakshmi. And she's even on the line with us today as she's traveling. I know she's in San Diego this morning. We heard her very early on the call. And Lakshmi, we're very excited. You also have probably seen her in our inserts that have been going out in our packages. Every package has a new insert. We've been featuring Kim Clayton and Lakshmi. And it's pretty amazing to see her before and after pictures.
Yeah, that is really cool to see in the packages we sent out. But I looked at that and I went, how could this not be Photoshopped? I mean, it was that dramatic a difference.
Well, she's definitely not Photoshopped, and she's beautiful on the inside and the outside. So we're excited about that. As you mentioned already, Steve, those X5 and X10 clubs, we want as many people running at that. We've got some fun things that we're getting ready as we come out with Limitless 2.0, so you don't want to miss out on what's available there. And always keep running at our Limitless 2.0 Leadership Retreat. Lots of ways that you can earn points, and there's actually videos that you can learn about those two promotions, as well as our Limitless Ladder is always on. I know Steve yesterday was reiterating Limitless Ladder with individuals as he was talking to them. And remember, guys, even if you have fallen off the ladder, we announced at our February fly-in that you can get back on the ladder. So everybody can take advantage of the Limitless Ladder. It's a promotion all about growth. And if you've kind of gone into a little moment of stale growth in your business, then get back on the ladder. Get growing again. You can qualify to get back on the ladder and then maintain your growth and stay on the ladder. So take advantage of all of that. And, Steve, I know we've got a lot of good things going on in the business, and you've invited a special guest speaker to be with us today. And so I'm going to turn the time back over to you.
Well, thanks very much, Malin. And we have had some great people on the phone the last few weeks. It was great to have Ken Burgess, great to have Lynn Moore, great to have Liz, great to have Cindy, great to have, all our leaders. Once I started, I thought, oh my gosh, now I got to go back to the beginning. But it is really good and really a rare treat for us because it's such a busy schedule to have Dr. Dave Carpenter on the phone with us. And I just want to say the first time that I had the good fortune to meet Dr. Dave Carpenter, and when he came in with Lynn and I got to meet him, I didn't know anything about Dr. Dave, and he has helped us so much at the corporate level in talking to individuals and being a cheerleader for Limitless and being a cheerleader on the products, and at the same time, finding out his background. I mean, Dr. Dave has been in the network marketing business for a while. I'm not going to steal his thunder because that's how we're going to open. We're going to have him tell his background. But, he probably wouldn't tell you that he's had the opportunity to speak on lots of stages in front of thousands of network marketers about the network marketing industry and the products and what's out there. And I know Dr. Dave probably saw the article that was published last month just about the state of Utah being second. I mean, the second biggest business in the state of Utah. And Dave's up in Idaho and stuff and travels down. But in the state of Utah, next to tourism, which is a huge, huge business in Utah, next to tourism, it is network marketing that is the second biggest industry in the state of Utah. When I always tell people I come from Canada and they go, gee, that's got to be agricultural up there because there's so much land. But when you think of Utah, you think of tourism. And truthfully, most people now have understood that Utah is the network marketing capital of the world. And all you have to do is drive from our headquarters here in Salt Lake City all the way down to Provo, Utah. And I'm constantly, constantly amazed with how many different network marketing companies there are out there. But Dave is a veteran. Dr. Dave is a veteran of the industry and has been for a long, long time. And for him to be here with us at Limitless, in my opinion, just adds so much credibility to our company, to our industry. And Dr. Dave, I would be in big trouble if I didn't do what Sandy always tells me to do, you know, at the beginning of every call, please, please, please tell your story about how you got into the business, how long you've been in the business, and then I'd like you to add what kind of doctor you are at the end of telling your story of how you got in the industry and why you're in it. It'd be great to have you. Thanks for being on the call, Dr. Dave.
Well, thank you, Steve. What a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate all of you taking time out of your schedules to listen to us today. You know, I got into this network marketing industry back in the 70s with a company out of Spanish Fork, Utah called Nature Sunshine originally. They had a lot of herbal products, and I'm a naturopathic physician and an acupuncturist. And so I, instead of using drugs, I pretty much use natural things to help people get their bodies back in balance. And so they had a large, well, they didn't have a large amount. They had about 14 at that time Chinese herb combinations that I really liked. And then we helped develop some others over a period of time. And so I went on to become, at that company, I think they started in the 60s, if I remember right. But I joined them in the late 70s and went on to become the number three producer in the company, revenue-wise, and was with them for a long time, went with a lot of trips and had a great time. And but like a lot of companies in this industry, you know, they made a lot of changes and their quality control went down, and I just couldn't feel good about sharing those with my friends and my patients and my family members anymore, so moved on. But that was my beginning, Steve, in network marketing, was that company down there. I believe today it's still the biggest herbal supplement company in the world, so it's a big company.
I think it is, and probably a great place in the network marketing arena, you know, to kind of cut your teeth on, Dr. Dave. And since that time, you know, you've built very successful organizations in a number of different companies. And so, you know, it was somewhat surprising to me, you know, to see you with Lynn, because Lynn, you know, just, you know, worships the ground you walk on. He really does. He's probably not on the phone today, so I'll say that. But, I mean, he just thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, when he started telling me about your background and the things you've accomplished, the natural thought came to me, well, great. Well, here's Limitless, this little tiny company, which was listed in that article, by the way, about how in Utah it did, you know, second biggest industry in Utah with $8.5 billion in revenue. And so here's our little company just getting going, and then you come in and take a look at it. And I just couldn't help but be curious. First of all, how did you get prospected? And when you got prospected, what made you come in with Lynn to our headquarters just to talk to us that day? I remember it really well, but why don't you just kind of fill us in on how you got prospected and what it was that intrigued you about Limitless?
Well, thanks, Steve. Really, let me back that story up just a tiny bit further and explain that I met Lynn Moore actually we were on a diamond trip with another company sitting on the beaches over in Kauai, and we got to be really good friends. And so we just kind of stayed in touch over the years. We never worked together or anything, but as we were sitting on the beach, we realized we had a lot of interest in common, and we had a real passion for this industry. I believe Bob Proctor had it right years ago when he said that the compensation in network marketing is the fairest and the most brilliant there is, and I just have always believed that. So when Lynn called me after Ken Burgess had shared the Thrive HGH, a sample with him, And Lynn told me what it was doing for him. After just a few nights, he was seeing incredible results, and he said, "Can this really work this way?" And so I said, "What is it?" And I have to laugh a little bit when I think back on that conversation, because he really didn't know what it was.
But, I'm not sure he still knows, but it hasn't entered him. No.
But he was so excited, because here was a man who'd had an enlarged prostate for years and was getting up to go to the bathroom multiple times at night, not getting enough sleep. And, you know, if you don't get enough sleep, whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter. You start to have tough days. You know, your brain fog kicks in, and pretty soon you're really struggling. Well, I have a lot of older men like that who are dealing with that, and I've got some good solutions to help them. But I said, wow, if in 3 days it's working that fast, I got to know what this is and how it works. And so he invited me to come down to the company, take a look at it, and I did. And my purpose there was to learn, you know, is the science real? Is this a real product, or is this just, you know, one of those anomalies that happened and he had a, you know, a great experience, but it's not going to happen for anybody else. But when I got there, I had a chance to meet a lot of great people, including Lakshmi and Sydney and Terry and Pam and Liz and a bunch of great people that have been with Limitless a while. And I started asking them their stories. And they didn't know me from Adam, but as I listened, you know, and Lakshmi's telling me how much weight she's lost, for example, over a period of time, and how much it's changed her skin. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, if she's lost that much weight, why can't I see signs of skin surgery for, you know, getting rid of all that saggy, baggy skin that most people have to get rid of? And I'm not seeing that. And so I asked her, I said, did you have cosmetic surgery? And she said, no. And right then I knew, and this is important, I think, I knew that if she lost that amount of weight without having to have cosmetic surgery, that she was doing it the right way, that the body was correcting the imbalance the proper way and shrinking the skin. And that got my attention a lot, I have to tell you, because I went, okay, now I can put myself behind this, because it's working the correct way, following correct principles.
And so based on that, Dr. Dave, that testimonial, and it's easy because any of us who've known Lakshmi for years have seen that, but based on that testimonial, and you can see that in the leaflets that, you know, the brochures that went out in the packages that were shipped, you know, it was good. And I know I can hear Malin in the background saying, hey, and we always, unfortunately or fortunately, because we are in the MLM industry and because there's so many people that make claims in our industry, it's always important to, you know, tell people that, hey, you know, these results may vary and we're not making any of these claims. You know, people who've had these personal experiences share them, but we're not guaranteeing that anything like that would happen. But I know I always tell people, I go, look, just try the product, Dr. Dave. Just try the product, and you're going to find that because of the increased hormonal level in your body, you know, the pituitary gland releasing that, you're going to find things that happen that are positively affecting people's lives. And I think that's what you saw with her. Am I right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, and she was just telling me what had happened, and I'm listening. But from a professional background, you know, I'm looking at her going, well, if you've lost that amount of weight with these products, and she, you know, she told me she'd been on a lot of different things, but as I'm listening and I'm looking, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, her body,
yeah.
I mean, the skin is tight, it's smooth, it looks young, you know, and all of those things, you know, those are real definitive things that doctors would look for when somebody says they've lost a lot of weight, you know, and most people would, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question there. And, you know, when you look at her, you actually do think, wow, she looks like she's had plastic surgery in a good way. because she does. She looks a lot younger, and you know, so that's fun. And so you had that experience, and you started talking to people, and you started hearing, and also probably seeing the befores and afters that people have had in their life. A lot of the people that you mentioned, and so that got your interest. And so what happened then?
Well, I looked at the science and the research on the product, all of the products. Some of them I was more interested in than others, to be honest. But
yeah,
sometimes that's just a matter of education too. But I went back to Lynn and I said, you know, this is the real deal. This Thrive HGH, which we know we have other products, but to me that is the foundational product, because that product is what makes our bodies operate at a higher level. That's what puts us back into that youthful-like cellular activity that helps our bodies in so many ways to repair faster and to have more energy and all the things that are the benefits. And all the other products are kind of add on top of that. In other words, they can enhance the benefits, but that to me is kind of the foundation. So I told Lynn, I said, the research is real. It's a small study, I will say that, but the research is real. The people are getting results that are staying on it. So I said, the secret here, in my opinion, is getting people on these products, starting with Thrive HGH, and then keeping them on it long enough for them to be able to see and experience the difference. Because in our society, the problem is...
Yeah, I was just going to agree
exactly
with you,
right,
Dr. Dave, that you know, we live in a instant gratification type of society in every aspect of what we do, whether it's social media or anything. We need, you know, if somebody doesn't hit me back when I text them right away, I think they must have got hit by a car or something. I mean, it's just the nature of the world we live in. And, of course, it takes time when you have a real product with real science for people to be able to feel and see the effects. And so I was going to ask you that question, that, you know, when you talk to people, obviously you're encouraging them to be on the product for a little while so they can get and feel the kind of results that we're talking about.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. You know, if someone came to me with a thyroid problem and I put them on Synthroid, for example, which is a artificial thyroid hormone, I would tell them, look, it's going to take a minimum of 6 months of you taking this every day consistently for us to be able to see the hormones level out and see if it's going to start making a huge difference for you. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they won't see some benefits prior to that 6 months, but I will tell you that with Synthroid, for example, it would take 6 months for everything to start optimizing, to start leveling out and interacting, because all these other glands are interacting with that hormone. With Thrive HGH, it's the same thing. That's the master hormone, the HGH, but in order for that to get everything else balanced out again, it's going to take 6 months or more, a minimum of 6 months. And that's even true of the injectable form using the synthetic. You have to do it 6 months. And everybody that sells it will tell you that. You know, if you don't take this 6 months, you're not really doing yourself a favor, save your money. And so I started telling people right from the beginning, if you won't make a six-month commitment to this, don't even take it. Just save your money, spend it on something else, because I just don't think it's for you. And I think that was one of the smartest things I did, because a lot of the people did stay on it for 6 months, and now they're having great success and great rewards because of that commitment.
And I'm going to ask you about that, Dr. Dave, because you have a good group, and it is growing, and it's exciting to see. And but I just want to comment, you know, it was interesting. I got a call one day from Enric's doctor, who was doing surgery. He specializes as a sports physician up in Park City, Dr. Eric Hayden. And he had won five gold medals in speed skating. And he was really just kind of, and he also had our Olympic speed skater, Jessica, who was also a patient of his. And so he got really curious as to how this was working so well. And he called in and he wanted to understand it. And he goes, okay, so I'm getting the gist. I'm starting to understand. I've read the study that we're talking about this certain kind of recipe of amino acids that nourish your pituitary gland, that cause your pituitary gland to release these hormones into your body back to the, you know, the best state that they can be. And he said, I remember he was on the phone, and I think I had Ken on the phone that day as well. And Ken will tell you the same thing. He said, so why can't I just go down to GNC and buy these amino acids, you know, and just blend them together? If that's the key to this, which is awesome, why can't I do that? And I remember our doctor at the time who was on the phone, you know, said very simply, she said, well, you know, good luck with that. It's only taken us this many years to figure out the exact recipe. And I remember she used the analogy of like building a cake. And if you put the wrong amount of flour or eggs or whatever, your cake won't turn out the way it is. And she goes, if it took us all these years and all this money and, you know, all these patents and going through a very credible, university down at Louisiana State and Pennington Biomedical Laboratory to figure it out, if you think you want to spend the time, the energy, and the money, and that you can do it, then hey, that's great. He goes, I get it. He goes, no, I don't want to do that, especially when your product's so priced so well. And it is our foundational product. So you're absolutely right, Dr. Dave. So now you've come in, you've found the science on this, you found this product, you got your good friend Lynn, who's having all these amazing results, and I might add his wife Liz as well. And so you're going, something's going on here, and you want to go build your network marketing business. So the question I think people have out there is, from your perspective, how do you approach people from the standpoint, do you go in and try to find distributors? Do you try to find customers? Do you try to find a mix? How do you approach somebody on trying the product, and how long do you tell them to stay on approximately? Because, you know, one of the things, Dr. Dave, you and I both know in this industry is so many of the companies that are out there, and I don't want to speak evil of any other company, but one of the problems we have in the industry is the stigma that people picture it as a pyramid scheme and it's a money game and all that kind of stuff, because a lot of these companies tend not to have legitimate products. So right away, you know, we got a legitimate product that works and that it can affect a lot of people. So how do you approach people when you want them to try our product, or how do you approach people, period?
Well, let me answer that this way, Steve. You know, I'm not the smartest guy on the planet by any means, but in this industry, I figured out a long time ago that it really breaks down to two things. For me, and everything else is periphery. In other words, everything else, like better people skills, that just adds to it, to this. But this business really breaks down to two things. The first one is you have to acquire customers for your product. If you're not good at that, you'll never be good at this industry. And the second part is you have to be able to teach those that want to do that how to get their own customers. And so your question is perfect, because how do you get customers is the first step, obviously. Because if we're not selling product, if people aren't buying our products, I don't care whether you got a Arby's sandwich shop or a shoe store or a Ford dealership. If you're not selling product, you're not in business, you know?
It's one of the things we're proud of, really, because when an attorney general or somebody looks at our company as to whether or not we're a legitimate company, we always like to say we have almost four times as many customers as we have distributors. And what that says to me, after being in the industry for 27 years, is there are a lot of people out there that say, you know, maybe I don't want to do your business, But I'll tell you what, this product is priced right, and I'm willing to buy it when you have more customers than you have distributors coming into the business. And to your point, Dr. Dave, building volume is the first step in building a successful network marketing business.
Well, and the industry has kind of created a smokescreen around that whole distributor-customer conversation for years, Steve, and you know it and I know it. I mean, if you look at statistics, and Kenny Rollins was kind enough to share some of those at one of the fly-ins, and I'm not sure if I remember this exactly, but he said something like, out of all of the companies that Infotrax does their websites for, 70% of the distributors enroll no one. And another 20% enroll one to two people. So what that tells me, again, this is just my interpretation of that, but what it tells me is that somewhere between 70 and 90% of the people really are distributors, not because they want to go out and build a business, but because that's the best way to get the best price on the product that they wanted to buy.
Right.
So
right.
Somewhere, if you extrapolate from that, this concept, I'm looking at it and going, so really, our company, just like every company, should probably have somewhere around 70 to 80% of all the people should be customers. And the other 10 to 20% probably, somewhere in there, would be active distributors building a business and going out and getting more customers. And so going back to your...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I apologize.
I was just going to say, going back to your original question of how do I talk to people, see, this is the secret. Once you know what it is you want to do with that person, once you understand where you're going, then talking to them is easy. I simply have conversations with people. And a lot of people think because I'm a doctor, I have this captive audience and they're sitting in front of me and they're begging me for information about how to fix themselves, and so I can just say, by Thrive. But that's not quite how it works, ethically. But to put it in perspective, over the 4th of July, I was at a couple of 4th of July parties, and I'm standing there just talking to people about everything. And, everything from politics to the weather to baseball, and you're just having conversations. And you'd be amazed at how many times during a conversation somebody starts to complain about something about their physical health or mental, emotional health. And they don't even have to know I'm a doctor. I mean, they just talk about it. One guy in particular was standing there talking to him, and we were watching the kids play ball, and one of the balls came over, and I picked it up and threw it back, and he said, "Wow, I wish I could still throw like that." And I says, "What do you mean? You can't throw?" I got this really bad shoulder. So here is what I say to people often. I used to have that problem, but now I have a secret weapon. And all he did is he looked at me for a minute and he says, "What do you mean?"
Wow.
And then I said,
What do you know
about human growth hormone? And he said, "I don't know much, but I know that the athletes get in trouble if they take it." And I said, "Yep, you're right. They do, because it gives them an unfair advantage. How would you like to have an unfair advantage?" That's what I've got. And that's really how simple it is. I mean, you just in a conversation.
I got a secret thing. That is great. Well, listen, we're running out of time, so I just have a couple of final questions. What do you think the upside is of a company that has our product that's so unique like that, from your standpoint in dealing with it? And also, I just wanted to take a second, because I see people like Kent Larson and people, acquiring customers, and they've been in long enough that they're getting a $2,000 bonus for acquiring customers, keeping them on active every month. And so, obviously we know from our time in the industry, 88.8% do this business part-time. Almost 9 out of every 10 people who do the business do it on a part-time basis, and from all the experience you've had since the 70s with all the companies that you've been involved with over the years, how do you think our comp plan, just from your perspective in summary, is when it comes to dealing with part-time people?
Well, Steve, the comp plan is brilliant, and it's extremely fair. I won't say that it's easy for the average person to understand, but they don't have to understand it to be treated fairly. I mean, let's be honest. Most people drive a car. I have no clue how it works. So we don't have to understand the comp plan. We just have to understand that it's fair, and it's going to take care of the average part-time person, and it's going to take care of the full-time networker. I mean, I love the comp plan. I think it's the best one I've ever seen.
Well, I appreciate that because that was obviously a loaded question because, you know, but I wanted, you know, from your perspective, as you look down on your group and your people that you care about and you understand how comp plans can affect their success or failure, I just wanted you to be able to say that, you know, that, wow, you know, it's nice to have a compensation plan that does reward people, especially people who go out and do get customers as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you've got customers and they're ordering product every month, you're going to make some money every month. And that's really exciting. And, you know, you mentioned Kent Larson, and Kent and Chris Jarest both recently got that $2,000 customer acquisition bonus. But last month when they got paid, they both texted me, you know, one of them, I think it was 11.7%. The other one was 11.3%. You know, that they said, I can't believe it. I'm getting paid that much on this volume of my customer. They can't believe it.
And that's without the retail markup.
That's right. That's without the retail markup. And they're both veterans of the industry, and they're both going, this is really awesome. They're really excited. So that just kind of tells you how great the comp plan is.
Well, Dr. Dave, listen, thank you so much for being on the call today. We appreciate your efforts and your credibility with the company. We appreciate the fact that you're a PBOA member, a Presidential Board of Advisors member, and you are always so good to not only give thoughts, but you listen very carefully to everything. And we are just, Melinda and I are just happy and thrilled that you joined our company and that you're having the success you're having with this product that you truly believe in. Melinda, did you have any thoughts on that?
No, I just think we're so fortunate to have, you know, the caliber of Dr. Dave, who has seen what we have wanted to do at Limitless Worldwide, and it's just so wonderful to have him as an ambassador. He's training his people in the way that we envisioned. And Dave, we're just thrilled to have you here. We so appreciate you.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
We're thrilled. And we're thrilled that Ken and Sandy, you know, reached out to Lynn and that Lynn reached out to you. And now we see this huge organization that you're building and continuing to grow, and it's very, very fun. So we appreciate that very much. Other than that, Melin, what else do we have?
I think that's it. I think we should go ahead and take it off mute. And you guys know the drill when you've heard an absolute awesome speaker like Dr. Dave. Hold on just one second.
Here, sis. I want to take a picture of you, please.